USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky.
Keep us in prayers. We're going to need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She said, above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sizes. He said, I'm going to show you where they are. What you want.
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter. And my husband.
Tia, not sure how she survived as waves come over her head. She says it's a miracle, but doesn't know how she will go on without her family.
I don't know. I'm going to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow, how it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
President Trump tweeting about his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who apparently recorded the president about a potential payment to a woman. The president saying on Twitter, inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning, almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client, totally unheard of, and perhaps illegal. The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong, explanation point. To Capitol Hill, where there's talk of expanding the country's emergency alert system, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Some days soon, your binge-watching on platforms other than broadcast TV could be interrupted by a test from the emergency alert system. There's a new Senate bill exploring the feasibility of sending emergency alerts to online streaming services. The bill was prompted by a false missile alert in Hawaii earlier this year that exposed flaws in the emergency alert system. Many people never got the missile alert because they were watching shows online. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The standoff at a Trader Joe's grocery in Los Angeles over a suspect, a woman in custody. This started as a domestic dispute. This eyewitness telling reporters,
it sounded like they were shooting return fire.
Former presidential candidate and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton making an appearance at Ozzy Fest, a music, arts, and politics festival in New York City. She slams President Trump during her remarks. Kimberly Guilfoyle out at Fox News, the very latest now from Wendy King.
All Fox says is that it had parted ways with the legal analyst and co-host of The Five. She's been dating Donald Trump Jr. after he and his wife filed for divorce in March. Word is, Guilfoyle will be joining America First PAC, which supports President Trump's agenda. She had worked at Fox News Channel since 2006. Reports are she didn't leave the network voluntarily. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The latest now on North Korea, the country trying to avoid sanctions. Here's John Clemens.
North Korea has been trying to get around the sanctions, smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed. Nikki Haley, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., says the illegal transfers disrupt the U.S. talks with North Korea.
The Security Council is going to hold tight. The international community, we ask you to hold tight as we go forward. The problem that we are encountering is that some of our friends have decided that they want to go around the rules.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to U-